Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're like me, you have way too many domains that you have registered but never put to use. It's almost embarrassing. I was looking through my different registry accounts and I was like, man, I've got domains that I registered, you know, way back in 2008 that I thought were just, you know, really valuable. Like I had an idea for a project and never really made the project, but I also just never stopped paying for that domain every single year. And so I don't know, I need to do some cleanup at some point. But unlike me, the listener you're going to hear from today, they've got a highly valuable one on their hands. I don't think any of mine are worth a lot of money, but they've got a very valuable domain that they registered at some point, and they have an offer for it also, which is pretty cool. So should they cash out to the highest bidder or hold out for a better offer? Okay, that's what they're wondering. You know, should I sell this valuable domain name or do I just kind of wait and maybe I'll get more money later? Or maybe I won't. I mean, that's the dilemma, right? Like, how do you know when the right time is to move on from something like this? So their question and my answer coming up in this short action-packed episode. First, a quick message on behalf of our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hi, Chris. This is Jim, and I just started listening to the show, really enjoying the stories and helpful content. I have a domain name that's only 5 letters long. I don't want to say what it is, but it's pretty good. Not amazing, but pretty good. I've never turned it into a website, but I also haven't let it go. Every year, I happily pay that $12 renewal fee. Now I'm thinking it's time to cash in. Through a broker, I'm pretty sure I can earn at least $5,000 for the domain, and maybe more. But am I selling myself short? What if Facebook decides to rename themselves again and they use my domain for just $5,000? Okay, that probably won't happen, but the question remains, should I hold or fold? Thanks for your help.
Awesome. So first of all, congratulations on being in a great place of having this asset. That is exactly what it sounds like it is. It sounds like an asset. I don't think I have any domain that's worth $1,000, at least one that I would sell, let's say. Let alone $5,000. So, you know, also, as for Facebook deciding to rename themselves, too bad you didn't have metaverse.com, you know, when Facebook rebranded. They're probably not going to do that again for a while. So I tend to think here, you know, there's not a wrong or right answer, but I tend to think if you can get $5,000, you know, you just have to decide, would you rather have that money now or potentially a lot more later if a better opportunity comes along, while recognizing that you get nothing if you hold out and a better offer never arrives. My inclination is to say, like, if you're not using this domain, you don't have a real plan for it, it's clearly worth something, but it might not be worth like a huge amount of money, but you can get some real money for it now, I would take it. Okay. My advice, basically not knowing anything else, and also our listener didn't want to disclose what the domain was, my advice would be to take it. So good luck. Let us know how it goes. Or if you do decide to hold out and you do end up selling it for $1 million, let us know that as well. And listeners, if you've got a question or something you're trying to figure out, sidehustleschool.com/questions. I'd love to know what you're working on. some ideas you have, what you're struggling with, how we can help you create more money without quitting your job by using the skills you already have and without going into debt. That is our mission here. I've got a new episode for you with that in mind coming up every single day, including tomorrow. All right, that's it for now. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.